Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is entitled
Controlling the Tongue. We are going to continue our conversation on the power of the tongue. Last week, I talked about the fact that our words do have power. And today, I want to talk about how can we control our tongue. The book of James starts out chapter 3 talking about the power of the tongue. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. Indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way." Let's stop there for a minute. Essentially, James is saying that what is keeping us from perfection is our inability to control our tongue. He said if we could control our tongue, we would be perfect and have self-control in every other way. He goes on to compare our tongue to a bit in a horse's mouth and a rudder on a ship. What do these three things have in common? The fact that they are small but have the power to control actions and movements. These things within itself aren't powerful. A bit in a horse's mouth with no one on the other side directing the horse has no power. If a captain of a ship isn't turning the steering wheel, the rudder isn't moving. Now the question is, what's on the other end of our tongue? What's controlling our words? Jesus answered that question for us. In Matthew 12, Jesus was telling the Pharisees that you will know a tree by its fruit. Then he goes on to say in verse 34, "For whatever is in your heart determines what you say." Another translation says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." That means what comes out of our mouth reflects the condition of our heart. If you are doubtful, your words will reflect that. Skeptical, angry, insecure, your words will reflect that. Our desires live in our hearts. Our motives, our emotions all live there. We end up speaking what we feel, and if our words have power, then we can be speaking power into situations that need to die. If you're depressed, always negative, you will speak that way, making it appear that nothing ever goes your way, when in fact, that's what you are speaking into existence. After hearing all this, the question still stands, how can we control our tongue? If we know that our words reflect our heart, then we need to keep our hearts pure. We can do that by staying in God's word. Psalms 119 verse 11 says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." When the psalmist says that I might not sin against you, what he is saying is the word has the power to keep us from sinning. You see, the more you spend time in the word, the more you are strengthening your spirit man. You are growing in your walk with God, your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. And one of the benefits of that is self-control. Self-control is one of the fruit of the spirit. In Joshua 1, God is giving him keys to success. He says, "Study the book of instruction continually." Back then, he was talking about the law of Moses, but for us, it's the Bible. "Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do." There is power in the word. The first key to controlling our tongues is getting the word in us. If we get the word in us, then guess what? The word will come out of us. What you put in will come out. Which leads me to the second and last point. We need to watch what we are feeding our spirit. Philippians 4:8 says, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Our senses are gateways to our soul, where our hearts live. If you watch, listen to, or engage in things that feed your feelings, it will come out of you. You will allow your feelings to control you instead of the Holy Spirit. We will always have feelings. We're human. We are emotional beings, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we don't want to be controlled by our feelings. We want the Holy Spirit to guide us. We want our tongue to speak faith, not fear. We want to speak life into situations through faith, not death. If you are struggling controlling your tongue, start with your heart. Do a heart check. Ask God to search your heart and point out anything in there that offends Him. If you ask, He will do it. Next week, we are going to talk about how our words can affect our prayers.